Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 113, and today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2013. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, the topic I'm going to talk about today is, I'm not exactly sure how to phrase it, but essentially it's talking about the differences between doing something yourself and doing something with a team. And this is something that I've been thinking a lot about recently. It's this recurring pattern that constantly happens in terms of if you're an independent like myself and someone who works primarily by themselves, I think there's always this tension that creates of is that situation the best? Is it sustainable? Is it the most sort of ideal situation to find yourself versus working with other people in a variety of different contexts? And so what I was wanted to do was kind of unpack some of that and then think of a few applications down the road. So first, some of the sort of the obvious things that are some of the differences between doing something yourself and doing it with other people. Being by yourself certainly has efficiency benefits. There's only one person. There's only one, it's one person able to make decisions, to decide what's going to happen, to communicate with. It's not like, you don't have to be – there's no need for a lot of these tools for collaboration, for task management, for all these kinds of things. I talk to people and I hear about – it's like, what kind of issue tracking system do you use? It's like, well, I don't really need an issue tracking system in the same way. I don't need to have tickets that I move from state to state. It's like I'm the one who's creating the ticket and writing the ticket and – and testing it, that kind of gets heavyweight, and you end up with very lightweight systems that you can, use to manage your work. On the flip side, though, when you're working with other people, you always get the benefits of things like collaboration, just sort of the ability to come up with something, send it over to somebody else, and then have them say, this, this, and this could be better. This, this, and this is wrong. I think it'd be better if we did it this way. And as a result, the quality would likely go up. You increase bandwidth, obviously, in terms of if you add extra people, you have the ability to do more things at one time. Now, that's not necessarily a one-to-one increase. In my experience, certainly with small teams, whenever you start working with other people, there's always some efficiency loss that you get there from a per-person basis. But overall, you can certainly do more, even if you add one person. If you go from a team of one to a team of five, and maybe if you only get an effective four people in terms of work done, that's still obviously an increase in bandwidth, if not necessarily efficiency. And the other part of it, and this is kind of the more, more emotional part of it or more interpersonal part, is working alone is often kind of lonely. And this is coming from somebody who has been working this way for a long time. The thing that is probably like the non-technical or non-business challenge that I struggle with most in the work that I do is the sense of loneliness that you get when you're the only person who is working on what you're doing, at least at a technical level. There are certainly people who are involved in what I'm doing. There are people who work for me who do non-technical work. Then obviously, friends and family, people who are interested in the outputs of what I do, but who aren't really engaged in it on a day-to-day basis. There is certainly something that's just, that's just plain lonely about, I go into an office by myself for most of the time, and I sit down and I work. And that has a lot of benefits to it, in terms of focus and distractions, or if I'm distracted, they're all self-motivated distractions. But at the same time, there is certainly a challenge to that. And I mean, it's certainly something that means that I've struggled with over the years of kind of the sadness or depression that can kind of engender in terms of there's just not that sense of camaraderie, which is, it's like you don't have someone to share the downs, when things are really, when you're struggling, when you're really, sort of hitting a wall and you're having trouble with something, it's nice to have somebody who's like, I've been there. Oh, I've worked through that. On the positive side, it's like when things go really well and you're just like, hey man, I just wrote this awesome function. I just wrote this great bit of code, or look what I just did. There's no one to share in that joy. And so that certainly can get a little lonely. And there's things you can do to mitigate that. I mean, obviously that's that problem for me. That's something like Twitter or, those types of venues are places that are largely that's where I'm sharing that, and that sort of helps to sort of solve that a bit. But it certainly is a challenge that I have. So this is kind of that tension. There's this tension between those two states, between being one and being many. And broadly, I would say recently I've been more and more inclined that for most people, the many is better in a lot of ways. Is something that for most people I think is probably going to be most sustainable and most enjoyable. You know, it's carrying with it a variety of difficulties and challenges, that there are things that you can't do in a group that you can do on your own. You know, and a lot of the economics and a lot of the business side of it, things get a lot more complicated when you start introducing new people. But it's something that as I look forward into the future in terms of the things that I do, I think it's the area that I'm hoping most to change, that it's the area that I think I could benefit most from changing, that if I can find the right people who are like-minded, who are like-skilled, who are in that same place of probably even ideally who are coming from working on their own and are just looking for opportunities for collaboration or work, and they're in that same place, both sort of in terms of their ability to be flexible about it, their ability to get up to speed really quickly, and those types of things. My gut says that'll ultimately be the best place for me. That'll be the place that I can do the best work of my life, I guess. You know, in terms of, it's difficult if I'm the only one who is doing something to expect that that work will be done as best as it could be, because there's nobody challenging me. There's nobody making sure that, who's challenging all the quality decisions I'm making. And there's some feedback you can get from customers, from audience, from whatever. But the reality is, I think the best things come from kind of being in a bit of a crucible, having that tension that forces things to be better. And so that's something that I'm looking for. And exactly what that looks like, I'm not really sure. I mean, it's something that I think about as an example, which is very similar, is about this podcast, about developing perspective, is it's a show whose at this point has pretty, for the most part, just been me. It's just been me sitting down and talking into a microphone a couple times a week. For now, it's coming up in almost 2 years. I've just sort of been doing this. And the interesting thing about that is, at some point, does that get stale? Does just the day, me just sort of sharing my thoughts gets kind of stale? And the thing that I've, examples of things that I tried was, okay, I'll do some interviews. I'll do some, get some other developers on. And that was interesting. The conversations I've had on that, I mean, some of them are just really, really good. And in some ways, the best part of that conversation is even when we stop recording and just start talking, talking to other developers, having that interaction, sharing experiences that a lot of independent developers have. There's only a few dozen, probably a few dozen people who do kind of what I do in the way that I do it. And so to share it with those people is awesome. But the reality is, like, the interview series, I don't think is something that I can do long term. And it's something that, and that's mostly just coming from a scheduling perspective. It's very difficult to, every week or on a consistent basis to be trying to have, trying to schedule and arrange things so that I can work two things together in a way that isn't just very cumbersome. And so I'll probably still do a couple, but I don't think that's the way forward. It's sort of the model that seems best in something like podcasting is to have co-hosts, to be having a conversation with somebody about an interesting topic. And the result is often better. I think about some of my favorite podcasts. It's usually somebody who is, that there's a tension between the people on the show, going back and forth about something that helps, raise the bar on the discussion. And I think that's something that I don't know exactly what that'll look like, whether that's a new show, whether that's a change in this show, whether at some point something changes. But that's something that I would look forward to. And that's something that I'm thinking about how I could get to in terms of having that kind of a venue to talk to and collaborate with somebody in a way that I think would raise the bar on the work that I do in podcasting. And similarly in development, there's something that is missing, I think, that in the way that I work right now, in the way that I'm the only person who's working on so much of what I do, I feel like that lowers my ability to really, do excellent work. And that worries me. That worries me in terms of my ability to grow and develop as a developer. There's only so much that you can do kind of on your own. I always think about the experiences when you sit down and pair with somebody who's just has a slightly different philosophy, a slightly different perspective than you. And they'll look at your code and they'll be like, why did you do that? Why did you do that? You know, what are you thinking here? Wouldn't it be better if? Anytime you can start getting into those kinds of questions, I know that I'm being sharpened as a craftsman, that my skills and my tools and the way that I'm working is getting better as a result of that. And so I'm always sort of thinking that's something that I should be doing. And that's – I don't know exactly what that's going to look like and exactly who or what that will – what will be. But it's definitely something that I'm on the lookout for, and I'm trying to – set myself up to be open and available for those opportunities if and when they arrive, if and when I have the ability to say, you know what, I think I you know, it's like if someone's like, you know, I've been thinking of doing this, or I've been wanting to find someone to work with. And obviously you have to find the right fit and you have to find the right match. But if I'm more and more open to those opportunities because I think I'm a bit stale and a bit lonely in that way, and that I think my work would be better. And wrapping that around and making it a little less personal, a bit more broad, I think it's something that I hear from a lot of people that they want to, they want to start making apps, they want to go independent, they want to do those types of things, and you know, how do they get into that, or do they need it? Sort of like the do you need a co-founder question. And I'm not sure if you necessarily need a co-founder. And a lot of things going independent, starting out especially, the economics and the reality of it is much simpler if there's only one person. And so if you're just sort of toying with something, I think going independent in terms of working on an app just by yourself on your spare time kind of approach, I think there's a lot of value to that, that you can just kind of pick it up and start it, and you own 100% of the upside and you own 100% of the downside, that there's not these complicated dynamics. But for something that's long-term and sustainable, I'm more and more inclined that there's certainly a benefit of working with somebody, and working with somebody who's very like-minded, who is like-skilled. It's different, I think, probably a sidebar, that there's a difference too between hiring somebody and working with a peer, and that there's just sort of a difference in the nature of that. Like, I don't think I want to have employees or people working for me in the same way going forward. I'm an engineer. That's what I do. I'm not a manager in that way. And the effort and the pressure that it put on me to have people who I needed to manage was difficult. Was something that I struggled with. That was something that helped. That I think slowed me down a lot in the work that I could do. And so, if I was looking to work with somebody though, who is a peer, who is someone who I'm not having to bring up to speed, who can kind of finish my sentences, or who has had similar experiences than mine, so we have a shared vocabulary. Is something that is probably much more productive. And so that's just a little sidebar that I think that's where you can get a lot of value from trying to find somebody. And so if you're starting out, if you're a beginner, there's no harm in looking for a beginner who is learning it at the same time as you. Or if you're someone who's advanced and you're looking for somebody who's just as skilled as you are, that there's an intrinsic value in that, I think, of kind of being brothers or being, you know, that's a very gender-specific way, of being... being comrades in it, and being able to talk to somebody about what you're doing, and not have there be communication slows downs for not being inefficiencies that are introduced by that, and so that's, I think, you know, an interesting thing. It's something you have to find for yourself, but I know for myself this is kind of, I think, where I'm heading, and I don't know exactly what that'll look like. I don't know what it will be in terms of if there's other people who I'll end up collaborating with on a podcast or something like that, if there's people who I'll end up collaborating with on an app or an app update or those types of things. But I know that I think that's something that I want to be open to and to be exploring more actively. Because I think I want to – ultimately, my goal in all of what I do is I want to get better. I want to keep getting better every day. And I don't think being myself at this point and at this level, it's becoming harder and harder for me to feel like I'm honestly getting better every day. All right, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet at @DavidSmith. You can email me, david@developingperspective.com. And that's it. Have a good week. Happy coding. And I'll talk to you later in the week. Bye.